We're back here on In Focus News Radio, KMAN, and segment number 3 and 4, dedicated to the Flint Hills Veterans Coalition. We have a familiar face back in studio here this morning. Janet Nichols joins us here in studio to talk about Veterans Day coming up.
Good morning, Brandon. Thanks for having me again. I really didn't realize this week that I'd be on 2 days in a row. So thank you for indulging us and all we do at the Chamber and with the Flint Hills Veterans Coalition for the military in our community. So thanks a lot.
Not a problem. Well, we expected to have a few more guests here today. it's possible they forgot, but
I am surprised. Usually you can't fit all of us in here. It's usually no elbow room, but, you know, that's okay. That's okay. I have a vague idea of what's going on. I'm more than a vague idea. I'm the current president and the third year of my presidency, so I should have a grasp of the parade by now.
Well, and this is something that I know the whole community really gets behind and looks forward to. I had a chance to attend my first Veterans Day. I didn't see the parade. I was here in the radio station, but did go to the festivities afterward, and it's magnificent.
It is a fun day. And we are so lucky to have such a community that really does support this event. And the Flint Hills Veterans Coalition, when they came together about 35 years ago, the main aim was to promote patriotism throughout the community. And I think in terms of this venture, we are lucky to really be successful with that. The community loves this parade, loves that we have school kids in it from all grades. Right now, I'm looking at the numbers. We currently have 2,167 kids in the parade. Which we have 518 adults. So that tells you about how vital this is to the community and how USD 383 really supports us. And that's why we have it during the school day. That's why there's school on Veterans Day in Manhattan to get people out in supporting the veterans and the military in this community. So it is on Monday, November 11th. It is on the actual Veterans Day holiday this year. There's been some confusion with that. In the past 2 years, Veterans Day was over the weekend. So we had it Friday 2 years ago, Monday, but this year it is on Monday the 11th, and I'd really like to stress that one.
Yeah, it's just slightly over 3 weeks away, so mark your calendars now. I'm curious, I want to learn a little bit more about the Flint Hills Veterans Coalition. Who's it made up of?
So we are a group, it's primarily veterans. There's some spouses there, and there's some folks who just are patriotic and support the community and are interested in being a part of this group. But primarily veterans. And right now, you know, primarily veteran and Iraq War veterans. There's a few Korean, and we have one World War II guy who comes by occasionally too. And it's men and women. I'm a military spouse. My husband's been retired for 6 years, I kind of fell into this group through my job at the Chamber of Commerce as the military liaison. But I was a big proponent of the parade before that. My kids went to Woodrow Wilson Elementary. We walked every year. Bad weather and good, cold and warm. Yes, it can be warm on Veterans Day. I have the pictures to prove it. I have my kids in shorts and t-shirts on November 11th. It can happen, and my fingers are crossed. I do work for the Chamber of Commerce. I'm pulling on that string too, that we will have great weather on November 11th, and it won't be super cold as it has been in the past. So that's the group. And our prime focus is the parade. We start meeting in March to plan for this event. There's a lot of moving pieces to it, but we also do a lot of other good works. We have a scholarship program where for veterans, and we send scholarships for K-State Global Campus, Manhattan Christian College, and Manhattan Area Technical College. And we do that a couple times a year. We also support Habitat for Humanity's Veteran Build Program. We also support Home Care and Hospice. They have a veterans program, a pinning program, but we support that. But also we support caregivers and respite care. You know, we help pay so that caregivers can get some respite care as well. So we, I mean, and then other things that come up as needed. We are a charitable organization, and we take that really seriously in different ways that we can help veterans who need something, or to help veterans with their schooling when they're transitioned out of the Army.
What a wonderful...
Or the military, I should say. I shouldn't just limit it to the Army. Apologies.
Well, what a wonderful barrage of services that you guys provide. And again, the Veterans Day Parade is kind of the culmination of it all together. And let's talk a little bit about the parade, the theme this year. And that has to do with D-Day.
Yes, D-Day and Battle of the Bulge. This is the 75th anniversary of those two campaigns. We've looked all over the place, and we have about 20 World War II veterans who are going to be our grand marshals for the parade. We've made a lot of, we've done a lot of stuff to accommodate that. They'll be riding in buses, and then we will take them directly inside to the indoor ceremony that follows the parade. We're really proud to get these guys. There's fewer and fewer of them every year. And so we really are proud to get these guys on the anniversary, the 75th anniversary of D-Day and Battle of the Bulge. And so, yeah, we start at 9:30. We go from Manhattan Town Center up points to City Hall. I like to say from the mall to City Hall. And then immediately following, we have an indoor ceremony. We'll be recognizing the veterans a little bit. And we do have a professor from K-State, Dr. Mark Perillo. He's written books on World War II. I believe his father is a World War II veteran as well. And so he'll be talking about that and the Greatest Generation. And so we're really excited. During the indoor ceremony, we also have a poster contest for elementary school kids and an essay contest for the secondary kids. There are awards for that. And every year seeing the posters is, of course, adorable. But when you hear the teenagers write about patriotism, and a lot of times these are mill kids who have parents who serve, the stories are just amazing, the essays we get. It's just so moving. And it's a great thing to be a part of and to share various aspects of the military life, that you get just by volunteering and helping with this kind of a program. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah, no doubt about it. It's very personal, those stories. I remember last year there was a girl who read a story about her dad being gone, and just, I think I teared up hearing it. It's just so moving and so touching. And that's the great thing about it. Everybody comes together and celebrates these veterans.
Yeah. We pass out flags. So the kids marching in the parade have flags. All of the bystanders along the parade route have flags. All the kids who participate, we give a memento every year. It's a dog tag, and this year it'll have the theme of the year. It'll say D-Day and Battle of the Bulge, 75th. It'll have the Eisenhower patch on it. It's got kind of a rainbow and a sword, and everybody gets one. It's fun, it's really a nice day.
I think the kids really look forward to those dog tags.
Oh, yeah. I mean, mine have collections. They still have them, the collections from the years they walked in the parade, and we've got marching bands. We've got K-State marching in there, Manhattan High School. We usually have Riley County High School. We have Junction City Junior ROTC marching in there. I'm not sure if the Junction City Band is marching. I'd love to see them there too, because it's the Flint Hills Veterans Coalition. So, we want participants from the region there, and we're working on that. My counterpart from Junction City, Craig Bender, is on our committee. Some other people from Junction City who come out to our meetings and help plan. So some from Wamego as well. Oh, and I forgot another group that we donate to is the Wamego Honor Flight. And the Wamego program is an amazing program. It pairs their honor students with the veterans, and they act as the guardians, and they go on the trip together. And what a way, you know, learning history, you know, and they end up being really great friends. And it's just an amazing program. I believe the sponsor of the program, Sean Horning, is in the running for Teacher of the Year for the state. I don't know if that's gotten announced, but I know he was one of the two finalists. So, yeah. So that's another thing we do, you know, promoting patriotism. Yeah. So,
well, Amigo does a fantastic job with that. I remember that we had somebody covering that a few months ago, and just the stories that come out of that are always fascinating from the veterans' perspective and from the teenagers.
Yeah.
And then as far as if people haven't gotten signed up to be in the parade yet, is there still time to do that?
Yes. FlintHillVeterans.org. That's where information on the parade is. You can sign up for the parade now. I know you can sign up online now. It used to be you had to print it off and send it in or drop it off to me at the chamber. And now you can just fill it out online. And it's free to fill it out. You know, it's not like a fundraiser or anything. Anybody can enter. And we have 58 groups as of night or two, yesterday. 58 groups. I list the number of kids, but, you know, and so we have 48 motorcycles. We usually have some bicycles. I don't see any. 2 animals, 91 vehicles. It's huge. I mean, we've gotten up to 3,000. So we'll see how high we go. But we're at 2,685 right now. So it's exciting.
That is exciting. Well, that's a lot of fun. Let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk more with Janet Nichols when we return on K-Man.